Today is the most auspicious appearance day and the day of Lord Rama descending into this world. Anybody who wishes to learn moral and spiritual instructions for upliftment in life while being in this world and subsequently awaken love for God should take lessons from the life of Lord Rama and all the associates of Lord Ramachandra. Actually, although Lord Ram moved in this world apparently like a human being, there is one Ati Manusha Stotram in glorification of Lord Rama where it is said, "My dear Ram, although you pretended to be a human being while living in this world, you were exposed of your supremacy when you did three activities. One is when Lord Rama declared to Jatayu that I bestow upon you liberation from this world, material world, and attainment of Vaikuntha. Lord blessed Jatayu. So the question is, how can you offer liberation on someone unless you are yourself in the spiritual world? Even demigods cannot offer liberation from this world. Similarly, Lord Rama's acceptance of Vibhishan, who was from his enemy's side, without any fear, without any reservation, in full trust, is also compared to another aspect of his godhood, of his oceanic compassion and trust upon anyone who even makes an effort to become his devotee. Thirdly, he is making of the Setu Bandha only with the monkeys to make a bridge from India to Lanka, to walk over it with millions of monkeys over such a bridge. To build such a bridge is beyond imagination in an ocean. So in this way, in Ramayana, the more we study, Ramayana is like a gold mine, because every one of the characters are shining with their wonderful qualities. When Lakshman, as soon as he came to know Ram is going to be sent to jungle, he immediately prepared himself to go. But he had to convince two people, his mother and his wife. So when he went to his wife, even before he began speaking, his wife told him, "You know, you should accompany Lord Ram to jungle and you should leave me behind, because if I come with you, you will have to pay attention to me. Better pay attention to Ram." And Lakshman was so satisfied with this understanding of his wife, because as much as he was eager to serve Ram, his wife also wanted to assist him in his service to Sitaram. Similarly, when he went to his mother, Sumitra, he thought, "How will I go away from my crying mother for 14 years?" He was thinking. But his mother began speaking lessons on selfless service, and his mother told him, "Love means service. Service means to please your master and see a smile on his face. Service doesn't mean that you want some pleasure for yourself." And then Lakshman said, "I also have something to say about service." And he said, "Can I go to jungle with Ram?" So his mother said, "Thank you for understanding my mind. That's what I was about to tell you." In this way, whole Ramayana is full of about seva, service. And we are living in this dangerous age of Kali Yuga. We have to learn from Sita how she was absorbed in chanting the name of Ram even while being in the headquarters of Maya in those times, which is Lanka, surrounded by Rakshasis and Rakshasas, all bloodthirsty, and headed by their leader who was a lusty rogue, Ravana. And living in that place, she was constantly chanting Ram's names, and that was observed by Hanuman from the top of the tree, and he was surprised how she is like a water drop in a lotus leaf, untouched by this surroundings. So when Ravana came in early in the morning to meet Sita, the first thing Sita did was to take a piece of grass and put it in between her and him. Many acharyas have given meaning of this, which is greatly helpful for us who are sadhakas. It is said, why did she put a piece of grass? She wanted to tell him, just like when somebody comes, you give asana, idam asanam you give, you know. So by that, she wanted to behave formally with him, because Ravana wanted to have an informal chat with her. But she told nonsense, you know, behave formally. So she put the grass. Not only that, she put the grass to separate the connection between him and her, to show that you are in no way connected to me. Similarly, when we also encounter Maya, we have to be formal and we have to put a separating line between us and Maya, because my connection is with Krishna, not with you. Like that she separated. Not only that, she told Ravana, you are like this grass, as insignificant as the grass. And she also told Ravana, who was boastfully speaking about his gold and wealth and the, you know, opulences in Lanka, she said, all your wealth put together doesn't even equal this small grass, she said. And then he became very angry. He barked like a dog or a lion. Then she told him, you animal, eat this grass. Like that she put the grass. And then when he too much yelled at her, shouted at her and told her, if you don't agree to cooperate with me, after 3 months I will cook you for my breakfast and eat you up. He said. Then Sita cried out and said, hey Ravana, I am like this insignificant grass, don't threaten me. You know, I cannot serve anyone other than Ram. She said like that. And she also said, in Tamil there is a saying, Thunilam irupar, Thurumbilam irupar. Lord Narasimha came from a pillar like this, when the pillar broke open. And the same Lord has appeared as Rama, and he can come even from this grass also. Understand that, she said. Any time he can appear from anywhere, he is present in every atom. That was her realization. And she said, I can take this piece of grass with my pativratata. I can, if I throw it on you, you will get burnt and roasted in a moment. But if I kill you, where is the glory for Ram? Actually, Ram should come and kill you. Although I can kill you very easily, but I won't do it. Let Ram come and kill you. Like that she said. So, in this way, Sita was meaning several things when she put that grass in front of Ravana. In fact, Hanuman was watching that even in the whole night she did not sleep but was constantly chanting Ram's names. Rama, 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 Rama. This was her food. This was her life. This was the cause of her survival and maintenance when she was in Lanka, far away from Ram. And that is true for all of us too. In this age of Kali, Ravana is showing his ten-headed form in the form of this dangerous age of Kali Yuga, which subjects us to forgetfulness, which subjects us to various types of dangers, which subjects us to allurements that can divert us. So Ravana presented so many allurements which never disturbed Sita at all. Because of her one-pointed fixed intelligence on Lord Ram. And very soon Ram came and took Sita back. Similarly, all of us also, today we can pray at the feet of Sita that as she worshipped Lord Rama with a one-pointed concentration. Similarly, in our lives, we also can keep away from Maya and absorb our heart in Krishna wholeheartedly. And constantly call out the holy name at every moment in our life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu ki.